A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Today's Wednesday, the 28th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 30 degrees.
That's some big backups northbound on Mountain View Corridor in Harriman. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Two officer-involved shootings under investigation this morning.
In both cases, police say they were threatened by an armed man. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with more on what happened in Harriman. Mary?
Amanda, there's a unified police mobile crime lab truck on the scene. Yellow police caution tape blocking off Solifax Lane. The condos are all side by side. Police say they were responding to a protective order violation last night when all of this started.
While en route, officers were advised that the male suspect was armed. As they arrived in the area, responding officers heard several gunshots.
And then they say they were met with a man armed with a gun who threatened or challenged them. Two officers fired, and the man was pronounced dead on the scene. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has more on the other officer-involved shooting in Ogden. John?
Yeah, Mary, dispatchers first received a call around 7 o'clock last night from a caseworker claiming that an 18-year-old was inside a home near the 800 block of 5th Street in Ogden and threatening to kill himself. Dispatch later received information that he was armed and fighting with two people inside the home. When Ogden police arrived, they set up a perimeter and two people exited the building.
They were relaying information when the suspect came out of a back door of the house with a handgun in one hand and a butcher knife in the other.
Chief Randy Watts says the suspect ignored officers' commands to stop advancing towards them, and at that time, an officer fired several rounds at the suspect, striking him once in the abdomen. The suspect is reportedly in good condition, while the officer who shot the man has been placed on administrative leave. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Currently, there are nearly 300 people in Utah hospitalized with COVID-19. And nearly 67% of the state's ICU beds are being used. Authorities warn that if the uptick in cases doesn't slow down, they're going to have to limit care to those most likely to recover.
To have a doctor or nurse say, hey, we don't have enough supplies or equipment or people to work with your mom, I can't even imagine.
Talisha's mom was hospitalized on a ventilator for about a month, and even though she's been home for a month, she's still on oxygen.
The Salt Lake City School District is debating whether to hold more in-person classes.
After kids went back to school this fall, Utah's coronavirus infections went up dramatically. But Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital told the board, while elementary schoolers have shown up to class with mild cases, it's also easier for them to follow the rules.
Generally, elementary age students don't have school-associated extracurricular activities, and they're much more supervised. The ability to apply mitigation strategies is much easier.
Dr. Hirsch believes high schoolers socializing without masks is a bigger problem. Several parents are thinking about suing Salt Lake City schools to bring back in-person classes, saying online learning isn't cutting it. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
COVID-19 has claimed the life of a community activist. Margarita Satini worked on political campaigns and community projects. State Representative Angela Romero says Satini always worked to make certain the voices of minorities and people of color were heard.
She was out there in the community, specifically working with the Pacific Islander community, educating people about COVID and how to stay safe. And unfortunately, COVID took her life.
Romero says Satini was often happy working in the background, acting as a mentor to young interns in community causes.
France is bracing for a potential new lockdown as the president prepares a televised address today aimed at stopping a fast rising tide of virus patients, filling French hospitals and a growing daily death toll. The government has not released details of its plans yet amid ongoing discussions about what measures would be most effective. Many French doctors are urging a new nationwide lockdown, while business owners and some politicians are pushing for localized lockdowns in hotspots.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is pressing for a partial lockdown as the number of newly recorded infections in that country hit another record high.
Merkel will meet today with the governors of Germany's 16 states. Senior government officials say she will demand they introduce measures to drastically reduce social contacts. Owners of restaurants and bars there plan to protest over fears that their establishments will be closed for several weeks.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.